If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The New York Mets have a nice win against a terrible team in the Minnesota Twins. But, you know, really what was important in this game is there were three bad Juan Soto at-bats leading up to his fourth one. And he ends up hitting that home run. It's his first hit with a runner in scoring position. It's his first home run in April, and it just felt like that was something that needed to happen. And Clay Holmes looked great. Of course, we are gearing up for Knicks Pistons. We'll get into that, and we are just a little over a week from the NFL draft. We got a good one for you today. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, excuse me.
Well, what happened there? You all right?
Yeah, I got a little bit of a throat thing going on.
You got a throat thing going on.
Yeah, You know, I'm not doing great. I mean, you know, today is April 15th. It's tax day.
Oh, yeah.
You should be pissed off.
Here you go.
We all should be pissed off. As a matter of fact, I don't know how this happened this morning. I had a little throat coat this morning. All right, thank you. I appreciate it. I got
loosiness.
All right. So I got this. I wake up this morning. I said, you know what? Let me give you a little, I'll make myself a little throat coat.
Yeah.
Tea, you know?
Right, yeah.
And I just grab, you know, one of the Yetis out of my cabinet.
Sure.
And lo and behold, it says Shorehaven Wealth Partners.
I got that same
in
one.
In honor
yeah.
of Eddie Scazzeri.
Yep.
Shorehaven Wealth Partners on tax day, Eddie.
That's right.
Yeah, but listen, it's really you because you snagged Al for Shorehaven. You've been trying to snag us, but right here, April 15th, tax day, Shorehaven Wealth Partners.
That's right.
I appreciate this. Thank you very much.
In Red Bank.
In honor of you. So, yes, there you go.
You're welcome.
Other than that, Juan Soto hates playing in the cold weather.
he did it last year with the Yankees.
I know, but he was just so bundled up out there. He got the hood up, the whole thing. And, it's actually nice that they're winning, and he really hasn't gotten going. I know he's been on base a lot,
mm-hmm.
and people don't want to pay him, you know, $765 million to walk. But as long as he gets on base and Lindor gets on base, Pete Alonso should have a great year, and that's something that we saw from Aaron Judge last year. So it's all happening the right way. It's just not happening as, I think, as consistently and as quickly and as volatile as people were hoping for, but don't worry about it. He'll be fine. He'll come around. The weather will get warm. Next thing you know, he'll be raking all over the field. And the fact of the matter is the Mets are still winning, even though this was his first home run in April.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to dissect his individual performance and get upset with it when the Mets are winning. Now, if the record was flipped and they were six games under 500 and he wasn't doing anything, yeah, I mean, that would be a problem. But they're winning, and also Pete Alonso is having, you know, one of the best starts to a season he's ever had. And that certainly has a lot to do with Juan Soto and his history and how teams pitch to Juan Soto and don't want to pitch to Juan Soto. So, yeah, I mean, it felt like he needed it. Keith said it was one of those things that it felt like a monkey got off his back with that home run. And we'll see if that's maybe the catalyst where he does a little bit better here offensively. But it's also, you know, I mean, this Twins team, they better sweep this Twins team. They stink. God, they are bad. I mean, they've got pitchers throwing a ball all over the place. They've got like seven errors from pitchers throwing a first base, and two of them happened last night. They stink. They're just a really, really bad team. So I don't blame the people, the fine people out there in Minnesota not going to those games in the freezing cold when they got a team that sucks. But the Mets better go in there like a tornado and just whip them around and then come back and have an even better record.
Is it weird that the football team plays indoors and the baseball team plays outdoors?
Yeah, it is.
Especially given, you know, March and April out there in Minnesota is probably a lot like November.
Yeah, I was shocked when they built that stadium outdoors. I mean, I could not believe it. And I always wanted the Vikings to play outside again. I love that because I always feel like some of those dome teams can be, you know, soft on the road in the playoffs, so they got to go into a place like Philadelphia or Green Bay or something like that. But
now,
yeah.
I will also say that this is the soft underbelly of the Mets schedule.
Certainly.
So when you think about the Twins, the Athletics, the Marlins, they played six times. You know, these are games that they need to win and they should win.
That's what Ronnie told us when we had him on opening day.
Underbelly.
He said that if you look at their schedule early, they should be able to stack some wins. They're doing exactly that. But yeah, they got to take the next two games of this series against that team. You can't lose. And, you know, Clay Holmes, he had struggled a little bit in the fifth, but that was his best start by far that he's had. And you just see a little bit more from him every single start, which makes sense as he makes this transition to be a starter. But when he is on, like he's on, he strikes out a lot of guys. He ends up getting the ground balls when they make contact. And that's so far, you know, so good with Clay Holmes. I mean, it was a little shaky in the beginning, but this, and I know this team stinks. I get it. He's not, you know, facing the Philadelphia Phillies, but he did exactly what he needed to do last night. And to see that swing and miss stuff that he's got is encouraging for sure.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the pitching lab for you.
Pitching lab.
I mean, Mets got a pitching lab. So they threw him in there and said, let's see what you got.
Yeah.
And they actually identified him as a starter. Mm-hmm. So far, so good. And after, you know, what Senga did the day before, things are okay. I'm not going to get crazy and start beating the drum that they're going to the World Series for
sure. No.
Especially
can't
with these
do
teams that.
That
they're playing.
But can't do that.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to say, okay, just keep winning series. That's what I want you to do. I mean, and that's all I can ask for. And, you know, they're getting production throughout the lineup. I know it's not great, but you know what? Luis Acuña Jr. should be the second baseman. Just leave him out there.
Yeah.
Leave him out there for defensive purposes. Leave him out there. He's starting to hit now a little bit. And, you know, this whole thing with Beatty at third base and Vientos at DH, I don't mind any of that. You know, and especially if they want to keep Beatty up here. But Acuña should be the second baseman. And again, you know, last night in the middle of things, he's starting to, you know, become an offensive production, and this is what they expected from him. And maybe the more he gets comfortable, the better he's going to be. So he needs to play.
Yeah, and I've been an advocate of that. That's why I was shocked that Jeff McNeil came back. You know, they were saying how, oh, you know what, we don't want to bring Iglesias back because we want to give these young guys an opportunity. But then it's like Jeff McNeil is still here. I mean, the upside for Jeff McNeil, we know, is someone who a few years ago won a batting title, but it wasn't like he was lighting the world on fire.
You know what it is?
The upside for Acuña is much greater than Jeff McNeil.
It's depth.